I'm Paul Foster for WNCW, and it's now time for this week's More to the Story. When it comes to Marion, Old Fort, McDowell County, the news from that area, that means the McDowell News newspaper. We're going to dive into some current important stories going on within the pages of that paper with reporter Mike Conley. Mike, welcome back.
It's always good to talk to you, Paul.
Well, Mike, let me first of all ask you about county commissioners wanting to pull the county out of the district health department. What are the details?
Last week, the McDowell County commissioners had another discussion concerning the status of McDowell County within the Rutherford Polk McDowell District Health Department. For more than a year, the commissioners have considered pulling McDowell out of this three-county district health department. The reasons, the health inspections, the environmental health inspectors with the department have a considerable backlog. Now, these are the inspectors who check out septic tanks, wells, child care facilities, restaurants and other food establishments, and swimming pools as well. And there has been a considerable backlog. The commissioners have heard a lot of complaints about this. Over a year ago, the commissioners first had a meeting with the health director, Karen Powell. She informed the commissioners that at that time, there were two new people who were hired to work for the department, but state law still requires them to spend another year in training before they can actually go out in the field and do inspections. This has not made the backlog to be understandable. It's made it worse. And they've even brought in inspectors from Buncombe County to work on the weekends, and some retired inspectors have gone back to work on a part-time basis to ease this backlog. Monday of last week, they revisited the issue. The commissioners have considered this for quite a while. Commissioner Tony Brown made a motion for the county to pull out of the department. They asked previously for the county manager, Ashley Wooten, to prepare some information about how much it would cost if McDowell County were to operate its own health department. He came up with a figure that the county would have to budget at least $300,000 or more in the next budget year in order to operate a standalone health department. He said that you won't really know how much this will cost until you actually make the decision and do it. Tony Brown made a motion for the county to go ahead and pull out of the district health department and create its own. The chairman of the commissioners, David Walker, said that McDowell owns the building that is used by the health department. They don't have to worry about finding a new building. However, Tony Brown's motion failed. There were two commissioners who voted in favor, while the three other commissioners, Lynn Green, who urged caution, he told the board, we need to get our ducks in a row before we take this step. He voted against. Vice Chairman Barry McPeters voted against, and Commissioner Brenda Vaughn voted against. Since that motion failed, they're kind of back where they started.
And then I believe it was later at that same meeting, Mike, that some members of the public and some employees at the health department had something to say as well.
Some citizens and some officials with the health department spoke to the board about the problems with the backlog of environmental health inspections, and they understand very well what the problem is, and they're trying to make it better.
Let's now move on to the next item. It isn't something that you hear about often in the news. A tree has become a subject of controversy there in McDowell. What's the story on this?
In the 1970s, the Pilot Club of Marion, which is a civic organization here in McDowell County, and it's a part of Pilot International, an international association comprised mostly of professional women, they planted a tree, a tall evergreen tree, on the courthouse lawn in the center of downtown Marion. This tree has become a focal point for the Pilot Club's activities. Every year, this club holds a tree lighting ceremony on the courthouse lawn, and it's all centered around this tall evergreen tree. And the tree lighting ceremony is held in December during the Christmas season. The Pilot Club seeks donations from the community, and people can send in donations to the Pilot Club in honor or memory of a loved one. And the lights on the Christmas tree are dedicated in their memory or in honor of their loved one. August the 10th, the McDowell County Commissioners had a special meeting. It was held not at their regular meeting place, but it was actually held at McDowell Technical Community College in one of the boardrooms. And during this meeting, they heard a report from the maintenance supervisor for the county about the installation of a new monument on the courthouse lawn. This new monument, called the Charters of Freedom, would have replicas of the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. And this monument is being given free of charge to the county. The only responsibility that the county has is to prepare the site. During their discussion about the installation of this new display, there was a discussion about that Christmas tree, and the decision was made at that meeting. Most people didn't know about that tree should come down, and that would make room for this new Charters of Freedom display.
And Mike, after that meeting had concluded and your story was released, the public's reaction to this was quite significant, was it not?
There were people on Facebook, there were people on social media, there were people circulating petitions demanding that that tree not be cut down, that it stay in place. At the regular commission meeting, the same meeting where they discussed the issues with the health department, the commissioners announced that the tree will stay in place, it will not be cut down. Commission Chairman David Walker talked about how he got inundated with emails, phone calls from people who wanted to keep the tree in place.
Before we run out of time, there was some recent news about an old movie theater that has new ownership.
The McDowell Twins Cinema was opened in 1978. I remember that very well because I was a boy at the time, and that's where I first saw Superman the movie and a lot of other blockbuster movies growing up here in Marion. That theater has become a landmark in the community. Everyone who grew up here remembers going to see movies at the McDowell Twins Cinema. It also became a place for young people to congregate on the weekends. Unfortunately, a few years ago, the owner of the McDowell Twins Cinema announced that he would have to close. The reason was the need to install digital projectors. Movie theaters everywhere have converted over to digital projectors, which are very expensive. And this is a locally owned and operated movie theater. It's not part of a chain. So he announced that he couldn't afford to install the new projectors. So he felt like it was time to close. And no one was there to take over, to operate it in his place. For more than 4 years, Marion has been without a movie theater when the previous owner announced he would have to close. So for years, people in McDowell County have gone to Morganton or Asheville to see a movie. They felt like something vital was missing in our community. Local officials, the city, the county, the Chamber of Commerce have tried unsuccessfully to recruit a new movie theater. A new buyer has closed on that old movie theater, the McDowell Twin Cinema, and that owner plans to reopen it by Thanksgiving. The new owner for the movie theater is Alvin Kennedy, and he is with Movie House Investments, LLC, which, as I read online, is based out of Florence, South Carolina. Mr. Kennedy owns movie theaters in other states, and he has them remodeled. This was the best possible news for people in our community who miss having a movie theater here in our town.
That does sound exciting, Mike, and I certainly hope that comes together. The sooner the better for those of us that love going to the old-fashioned hometown movie theater. It's been great to catch up on so much of the news and happenings in nearby McDowell County. Our guest this morning on More to the Story from the McDowell News, Mike Conley. Mike, have a great day.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
WNCW's More to the Story, also available on our website, which is WNCW.org, as a podcast. I'm Paul Foster.